the key passage. Of all the passages that might be chosen to make the crucial point, the key passage in serving as our guide in interpretation of Ezekiel's promise of breathtaking hope must be Jeremiah 31, as spelled out in Hebrews 8. First, Jeremiah's prophecy. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor, and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Now for what the writer to the Hebrews makes of it. Now at this time, Christ has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind, and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins, and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. In that he says, A new covenant. He has made the first obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Passages such as Romans 6-8, 2 Corinthians 3, Galatians, Ephesians 2, Philippians 3, Colossians 2, and so on, give us extended commentaries on this vital Hebrews passage. Take Galatians 3. In this critical section of Scripture, critical not only for Galatians, but for the understanding of the entire New Testament, Paul teaches that the Jews were under the Mosaic Law, an integral, inseparable part of a temporary covenant that was introduced, added by God, alongside the Abrahamic covenant, this Mosaic covenant, to last only until the coming of the seed, Christ, who would abolish it by fulfilling it, and thus rendering it obsolete. During the time that Israel was under the Mosaic covenant with its law, that law continued to serve as a child custodian to discipline, confine, even imprison Israel. Such is the clear teaching of Galatians 3:15-25, especially verses 23-25. The passage has nothing to do with the idea of a schoolmaster and education, nor does it have anything to say about personal experience of conversion. I raise this because so many want to establish preparationism based on an appalling mistranslation of Galatians 3:24, by which they miss the apostle's meaning, and badly miss it at that, thus devising an altogether unscriptural way of addressing Gentile unbelievers with the gospel, one which leads to severe collateral damage for many. Galatians 3:23-25 is not talking about the individual's experience. The passage has nothing to say on that score. Nor does any other passage teach that Gentiles must have the law of Moses preached to them to prepare them for Christ. Nor is there any example of a biblical record of any preacher doing it. Rather, Paul is concerned with epochs, the epoch of the law, the time of the law, and the epoch or age of the gospel, the new covenant. The time of the law is over and done with. That age, the epoch of the law, has passed, all by God's design. Shadow has been superseded by reality and fulfillment by the bringing in of the new covenant, the better or superior covenant. This is what I mean when I say that such passages as Galatians 3 serve as commentaries on Hebrews 8:6-13. The picture is so full, no one passage conveys it.